Nightline, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.
Écoutez, un très très grand plaisir cet après-midi de recevoir Todd Michael Hall. Voilà, il sort le 7 mai son album, voilà, qui s'appelle Sonic Healing. Voilà, on a grand plaisir à découvrir cet album avec Todd. Alors Todd, pour vous parler un petit peu de Todd, il est quand même c'est un très grand chanteur. Il est bien sûr le chanteur de Riot. Il a joué avec Jack Starr, il a joué dans Révérence, il a participé aussi un petit peu à Avalon. Et puis il sort son premier disque solo. So Todd, thank you so much to accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak about your first solo release on the 7th of May.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, Doc. I really appreciate it. Definitely the pleasure is mine.
So, Todd, you are, of course, the lead singer for Riot 5 since many years now. I have a chance to see you many times. But today we speak only your first solo release, 10 songs, 10 beautiful songs, I would like to say. So, first question about this release. Why you create these classic rock songs with the man on the guitar who is called Kurt Vonderhoof from Metal Church?
You know, I think for me, I've just had this desire for the last, you know, it's been a few years now, because it was a few years ago when I first talked to Kurt, to Joe from Rat Pack Records about doing something in what I call the old school rock vein. And I don't know, it's just been an inspiration for me for a while. I grew up with that music, and it's something that I still feel really passionate about. I always love the melodies and the soaring vocals and the great guitar riffs and the guitar-based music and just the overall positive vibe of the music too. And so for me, that was just something I wanted to give a shot and see what it'd be like, you know. And it's an ability for me to step out and do something a little bit different, you know. With a lot of times, when I'm sure Kurt feels the same way in Metal Church, you know, that you feel in Riot, is there's a certain box that you're in, so you can only do so much. And then obviously with Riot, you know, Mike and Donnie are the songwriters there, mostly music. So you know, I'm a little more limited in what I can do there. So it was just a nice outlet for me to be able to try something different.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Todd, hein, c'est assez simple. Il avait envie de créer quelque chose sur son propre nom et donc faire un album solo. Il en a parlé donc à Rat Pack, il en a parlé aux personnes autour de lui, et puis il en a surtout parlé à Kurt Vonderhoof, hein, que vous connaissez bien, puisque c'est le guitariste créateur de Metal Church. Et puis ils se sont dit, ça serait bien qu'on fasse un album de classic rock avec des chansons faciles, avec des chansons où on prend plaisir. Et puis c'est comme un vaccin, entre guillemets, ils ont fait cet album. And ils ont pris beaucoup de plaisir. Todd, when I listen to these 10 songs, I think like young guys. I start with Overdrive, like I said in a few seconds. It's like a start an engine of my car, put the song on it, and run, listening to these 10 songs. It's totally crazy because these 10 songs are powerful with a lot of energy.
Yeah, I think so. And when Kurt and I wrote it, you know, one of the things we had to decide is, because we actually wrote about 15 songs, but like these 10,
wow.
These 10 songs were the ones that we seemed like they were the most kind of in the pocket, although there was a few more that we kind of wanted to add. It was hard. I didn't want the album to be too long. But definitely Overdrive was the one that we felt like from early on that needed to be the album opener, just because of the energy associated with the way it really pulled you in.
Voilà, donc comme on le disait, ils ont créé donc ces 10 titres, hein, qui sont magnifiques. Et puis comme le dit Todd, c'était quand on écoute Overdrive, on a l'impression de s'asseoir dans sa voiture, on démarre et on écoute la musique, et les morceaux sont vraiment très très bons. Il y a plein d'énergie là-dedans. Franchement, je vous conseille cet album, hein, qui s'appelle Sonic Healing, qui est sorti chez Rat Pack Records. Je vais y arriver le 7 mai, et on prend vraiment une bonne dose de plaisir. I think, Todd, you passed a lot of time with different bands. Oh, you create these songs. Do you pick up some idea with your different band, like Riot, Reverence, with Jack Starr, to create the song? Or it's totally different, and this is just the alchemy between you and Kurt to create this song?
You know, I do write music completely on my own. But I write with an acoustic guitar. So when I'm all by myself, it tends to come out sounding more like pop music, or singer-songwriter. In bands, since I don't play electric guitar as much, I don't have that technique down, and I'm nowhere near as good of a guitar player as Kurt or Mike Flintz and Donnie Van Staver and all these other guys, or Brian that I worked with in Remnants or Jack Starr. I mean, I'm surrounded by these incredible guitar players. In those situations, I'm kind of, I would say, reliant on the music for them. And so then my role is mostly in the vocal melodies and in the lyrics. And even with someone with Riot, I do get to write vocal melodies, but Donnie and Mike have kind of like ultimate say of what the melodies are going to be. I think, so definitely the partner that I'm writing with in those cases, it has a huge impact. Now, with this album, Kurt and I specifically sat down and talked about, over Zoom, of course, about what I was hoping to do and what I was passionate about music-wise, and we just really connected because he absolutely loves classic rock too and was really up for it. And so I would say that these songs are very unique to the blend of Kurt and I. And that would be the weird part. If I were going to follow up with another solo album and Kurt was not in the picture, then I really have no idea what it would what it would sound like.
Bon, bah, c'est clair, la réponse de Todd, elle est très simple. Il a, bah, dans les différents groupes avec qui il a joué, hein, bien sûr, avec Don, avec Mike Splints de Riot ou avec Jack Starr, bah, il y a des guitaristes, il a des très grands guitaristes à côté de lui, donc il fait plutôt focus sur les paroles et sur le chant. Là, dans cet album, il a quand même travaillé via, et comme il le dit, ils ont fait pas mal de réunions Zoom avec Kurt pour créer cet album et ils ont sorti ces 10 titres. Et comme il vient de le dire, Todd, il voit pas comment il pourrait sortir un autre album après sur le nom de Todd Michael Hall sans le travail qu'il a fait avec Kurt et sans avoir Kurt comme partenaire pour sortir un autre album. So I would like to say if you speak about the second album, I think you have some materials now.
I think for me, Kurt and I have already talked. I mean, one of the things we've talked about is wanting to play live with this music because it's just that kind of music. It really wants to be played live. And so we're hoping there's enough desire out there for people to want to see it live that we get a chance to play some shows. But we've also talked about, trying to write more music together. I mean, the first experience was very magical. I mean, these songs were all written really over the course of 1 month. It was during the pandemic closed down, and Kurt wrote 18 songs in 21 days. And I think within about another week or so, I had written lyrics and vocal melodies for like 15 or 16 of those songs. So it was a very magical experience. I really enjoyed working with Kurt. He's an incredible songwriter.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Todd, hein, je lui disais, s'ils pensent déjà à un autre album, c'est qu'ils ont des idées. Bah ils ont surtout envie de jouer live, hein. C'était une question dont on va revenir dans un instant avec Todd. Et puis, bah, ça a été magique. Voilà, le mot est lancé, ça a été magique le travail avec Kurt et Todd ensemble. Donc ils ont une bonne alchimie ensemble. Et l'idée, bah, c'est de faire des concerts. Et puis derrière, effectivement, ça serait surtout de pouvoir bah, continuer à travailler ensemble parce que c'était magique. Todd, we speak in a few seconds about tour. I know Riot 5 have a lot of concerts, Metal Church have a lot of concerts. Do you think during 2022, maybe we have a chance to make some live show?
I think really realistically, Riot is the prime vehicle that I have for playing live, and that's really where my main responsibility comes. So I would say, like being able to play live with this album, I don't know how realistic it is or how easy it is, but I think it really would come down to whether or not there's some desire. And I think with this music too, there would probably maybe be a little more focus on playing in the United States, which would be easier to do, so to speak, not as much travel involved.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll see. I think there'll definitely be live shows in my future in 2022, but most likely it will be Riot. I'm hoping there'll be some shows for this material also, but I'm not real sure just yet.
Bon, bah voilà, l'autre question, c'était, comme vous l'avez compris, hein, Riot tourne beaucoup, Metal Church tourne beaucoup. Est-ce qu'on pourrait les voir sur scène? Ben, c'est même en 2022. Comme le dit Todd, c'est focus sur Riot, bien sûr, et ça sera peut-être très compliqué. Par contre, s'ils ont des concerts à faire, ce sera certainement, malheureusement pour nous, plutôt aux États-Unis, parce qu'en ce moment, c'est beaucoup plus facile pour eux de tourner. Mais on ne sait jamais. Il y aura peut-être une possibilité. Donc, je vous rappelle, nous sommes avec Todd Michael Hall. L'album s'appelle Sonic Healing. Il est sorti le 7 mai. Franchement, c'est 10 titres magnifiques. Todd, I have a chance, a big chance to see you a lot of times in Europe with Riot 5. I see you at Bang Your Head Festival, of course, in France. What memory will you keep for the last shows that you have in France?
Actually, when I think of France, for some reason, it's making me think of this, and I don't even know the name of the place. It was like a little boat or something that was
Yes.
connected to, and we opened up for
Yes.
Primal Fear, and it was kind of it had a small feel just because it was packed and everyone was around us, and it was really hot, like insanely hot. And actually, I had caught a cold of some sort, so I was really concerned that my voice wasn't going to hold out. Also, I had been dealing with a kind of a bad, not a bad sore throat, but even some issues that were affecting my throat. And I remember pulling it off and just being really excited about it and being happy that my voice held out. So those are my memories of France most recently.
Bon, bah voilà, la mémoire de Todd sur la tournée, c'était avec Primal Fear et Existence. Ils avaient joué un show à Paris sur la scène qui est sur la scène. Et puis, comme il disait, il faisait très chaud et puis il avait peur de perdre sa voix. Donc, c'est la partie qu'il garde en mémoire. En fait, c'était un très bon concert. Et on avait pris beaucoup, beaucoup de plaisir à les voir sur scène. Todd, it's more focused now on one question with very particular. You are the singer, as you know, from Riot 5. You pass after Guy Speranza and Reed Forrester. What is your first feeling you have when the band came to you to say, do you want to sing in Riot? With these two different lead singer, and I think this, of course, beautiful lead singer with Pass now. What is your feeling when you have this call to say, "Hey, Todd, do you want to sing in Riot?"
I think, for me, the way it was approached was Bart Gabriel from Poland actually had told me that Riot was looking for a singer. And so he's the one that connected Donnie and I. And I started by recording vocals on, on a couple of the songs off of Immortal Soul. And I think ultimately, when it came down that it looked real, like it was actually going to happen, I remember asking Donnie, "Hey, can you give me a proposed set list?" And so I went and I took all those songs and I was actually went to my stereo in my home and I. Just like the old days when I was a little kid and I'd sing along the stereo, I sang along to like a set worth of songs just because I wanted to get the feel for whether or not I could even do it. Especially, some of the stuff with Tony Moore and all that just seems really high. I think Rhett Forster is probably I'm least able to sound like Rhett Forster. Let's face it, he has a lot of grit and growl in his voice that I really can't duplicate. But I can certainly hit the notes and I do my best. Fortunately for me, with Riot 5, we're very focused on the power metal era and I do pretty well with Tony Moore stuff. And then we do a bit out of the Guy Speranza area and I can do his stuff pretty well too. And that's my goal. I just want to make the songs sound as much like the originals as I can because I know that's what, people grew up with and loved. So that's really nice. And then when we do the new music with me, I get to just sing in my natural voice. That's one of the things I really love about Riot is they love a high, clean singer, and that's exactly what I am. So it works quite well.
That's clear, that's clear. Bah, comme je le demandais à Todd, hein, c'est quand même difficile. Il est quand même chanteur de Riot, où il y a eu quand même deux très grands chanteurs. Bon, il y a eu Tony Moore, il y a eu Guy Speranza, il y a Reed Forrester. Comme il le dit, bah, il joue quand même plutôt la période un peu power, donc c'est un petit peu différent avec de la période effectivement de Reed Forrester et de Guy Speranza. Mais il a un petit côté Reed Forrester qui est toujours très bien. Mais comme le dit très bien Todd, bah, il prend plaisir en fait à jouer et à chanter tel qu'il est. Et c'est sur scène excellent. En tout cas, voilà, c'était quand même une. Todd est quand même rentré dans le groupe après tous ces bons disques de Riot. Todd, before we end, I would like to speak about one song with one of my favorite of this first solo album. I would like to speak about Love Rain Down. It's like a foreigner song. Is it a band which inspire you and Kurt for this wording creation of this Love Rain Downs?
You know, Kurt is amazing. He would create the song and he would record it and everything. And he would send me a really nice polished demo and even his arrangements. And generally, we didn't change a lot. I remember getting Love Rain Down and that initial riff just blew me away. I heard it. I was just like, oh my Lord, that's incredible. You know, and I don't know what it was. You know, for me, what I would do is I would take his songs and I would walk around listening to them and they would just start singing to me. And that chorus just kind of popped into my head and it just kind of wrote itself from there. So yeah, I really liked that song and it was just very kind of organic. He wrote a great song and it just screamed melodies to me. So it was pretty easy to write.
Bah voilà. Donc un des titres qui m'a beaucoup plu, hein, c'est le Love Rain Down, qui sonne très foreigner. Donc comme le dit Todd, les riffs ont été créés par Kurt et quand Todd les a entendus, il a été waouh, c'est incroyable. Voilà, j'ai été superbement surpris. C'est une très belle chanson. On l'écoutera hein, tout à l'heure parce qu'elle est vraiment très très belle. Et ça a été facile pour Todd de écrire les paroles et de poser sa voix sur ces titres avec ces grands morceaux créés par Kurt. Todd, I would like to say thank you so much to take a time for last ride, for the dog, for vinyl time in Paris. Before the end, do you have a message for the listener?
You know, I just want to thank everyone. At this stage in my life, I mean, music is just such a passion project for me. And you know, when we go out and play shows, whether there's, you know, 30 people there or whether there's 30,000, you know, when they sing back and they give us the energy, that's really means so much. It just absolutely warms my heart. And so I just thank everyone for this gift of, you know, giving me the chance to be able to do this and reach people and touch people with music. It's a real blessing in my life, and thank you.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Todd, hein, là où il en est aujourd'hui, il est heureux de chanter, tout simplement, c'est une passion la musique. Et puis, qu'il y ait 2 personnes ou 20 000 personnes devant lui, ben, il prend le même plaisir, il s'éclate, il vous remercie. Maybe Todd, just one word, can you please introduce Love Rain Down and I push this song just after this interview?
Sounds good. Hey, this is Todd Michael Hall from Riot 5, and you're listening to Love Rain Down from my new solo album, Sonic Healing.
Vinyl Time, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.